From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 23, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley says a new county jail is on the horizon. He is a supporter of the new jail proposal and a member of the county legislator's jail task force. Seeley said at a recent New Baltimore Town Board meeting that the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision has approved the transfer of 50-plus acres located on Route 9W to the county. The transfer must receive approval by the state legislature. A full report on the county task force will be released in June. The existing jail holds 48 usable beds and is more than 100 years old. The cost of boarding individuals elsewhere costs the county an estimated $1 to $2 million per year. That is a story that you'll find in today's Daily Mail. The Windham Journal is reporting that Route 13 in Lexington between Routes 2A and 52 will be closed due to road repair today, Thursday, April 23rd. The closure will begin at 6 a.m. and the road will remain closed until 5 p.m. Greene County Emergency Services said there is a possibility the road will be accessible to emergency vehicles. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office said on Wednesday, April 22nd, that the latest round of state and federal rail and crude oil tank car checks revealed 84 defects. The findings included multiple defects locally in the Colony, Kenwood, and Selkirk rail yards and on tracks between Fonda and Rotterdam. The conclusions varied from non-critical safety defects, including loose bolts and joints and thin brake shoes, to critical flaws in gauges, tie plates, and bolts. The governor's office said that under the guidelines, critical defects must be addressed immediately. Non-critical defects must be fixed within 30 days. Tank car defects must be fixed before the train pulls out of the yard. The inspections are part of an ongoing examination of crude oil shipments by rail statewide. That is a story that you'll find at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. In our final story, Andy Greenberg in Wired reports that the House of Representatives voted on April 22nd, 307 to 116 in favor of the Protecting Cyber Networks Act, a bill designed to allow more fluid sharing of cybersecurity threat data between corporations and government agencies. Privacy advocates say the bill threatens to open up a new back channel for surveillance of American citizens, in some cases granting the same companies legal immunity to share their users' private data with government agencies that include the NSA. PCNA would significantly increase the National Security Agency's access to personal information and authorize the federal government to use that information for a myriad of purposes. That is a quote from a letter signed earlier this week by 55 civil liberty groups and security experts that includes the American Civil Liberties Union, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the Freedom of Press Foundation, Human Rights Watch, and many others. Locally, Representative Chris Gibson was one of the minority voting against the bill, with New York City liberals such as Charles Rangel and Nydia Velasquez. The White House has voiced previous support for the bill, so the last drama lies in the Senate. So as for the weather, for today, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 53 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain showers mixing with snow after midnight, then gradually ending. Mostly cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. The chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. Forecast for the next 3 days on Friday, isolated showers after 3 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 6:01 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:46 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 44 minutes. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Thursday, the 23rd day of April, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.